Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
702 here on Danny and Dusty on a Monday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out with us on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. I know what day of the week it is because it's Monday. I don't have to look at my phone on Mondays most of the time.
You have to look at your phone on the other days?
Pretty much, yeah. Usually when we come in from the break, I have to grab my phone and click, okay, that's the day of the week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It all blends together for me.
Well, I mean, it blends together for me too, but... I usually am pretty good about the day.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
And if I'm bad, I'm a day off.
Yeah, no,
I might be like, oh, it's Friday, it's Thursday.
Yeah, no, or I live in the ceaseless void, days that end in Y. They all blend together. That's Will Ortner. He's in for Jeff Ross. Dusty is out because I'm assuming he had a good time down in the huge Oregon spring game and some Ducks baseball. Doing his thing as that goes, but I think he'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully Russ will be too. If not, we'll be here again. But with that said, let's get into the NFL draft because, boy, there are a lot of storylines. And as much as I don't want to talk about it, it is the number one storyline coming out of the NFL draft. Shedeur Sanders falling all the way down in what I don't even think it's close. The biggest slide in NFL history.
Yeah. Well, at least according to mock drafts, I think that you are going to see, and maybe you won't just because people are narcissistic, especially the mock draft people. Good Lord, Mel Kiper. I think you are going to see kind of a similar media conversation like you did after the 2016 election. Like, think about. Not even in anything political, right?
Yeah, yeah, no. The whole idea of like how sure everybody was. And
everyone was shocked at the outcome.
Even though the polls all indicated what was going to happen.
I think you're going to see the same thing here. Where
I mean, we're already getting it from basically every NFL team. I mean, Daboll was pressed on it.
And he said it
after the first press conference. And he was like, oh, you know, our evaluation is our evaluation. He played it close to the vest. But if you read between the lines, it was he wasn't on our board.
Right. Well, it seems, again, like in the Daboll situation, he likes big, tall strong quarterbacks. That's not Shador.
No, and we talked
about Jackson Dart.
Yeah, and we talked about this after the day one on the draft of like them going up and getting Jackson Dart told you that with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's, you know, jobs in the balance, who they were willing to hitch their wagon to.
Right.
And for all of the, they didn't draft him because he's loud and black and who his dad was. Please pull your head out of your ass. This is the NFL where people who have literally killed people have gotten other opportunities.
There's a person in that draft that was a first-round talent as an edge rusher that fell to the second round, I believe.
Mike Green. Marshall.
And it's because of what is surrounding him in his personal life.
And it was like, well, they colluded against him. This is the NFL. And they're not above collusion, but if they think a dude is going to help them win, they're just going to do it.
Right. Well,
if the talent meets a certain level, they're just going to do it.
100%. And I think McShay said it best. It's very clear that while some talent evaluators or mock draft experts, Mel Kiper, viewed Shador Sanders as a number one or number two QB in this draft, that NFL teams did not. And they viewed him as a second or a third round guy. Second and third round guys are not NFL starters, right? At least not right away.
No, you're looking.
They might earn it, but not right away.
Or you're a team like Will Levis, where you're like, you're going to give a guy a chance.
Right.
See what he does.
You're in QB purgatory. Like, if Cleveland hadn't taken Shador and they just took Dylan Gabriel, and Dylan Gabriel got a start or two this year, it wouldn't shock me because that would mean that Joe Flacco looked horrific and Kenny Pickett looked horrific. But guess what? Dylan Gabriel wouldn't get a start until the very, very end. Dylan Gabriel was not brought into Cleveland to be a starter. But what Dylan Gabriel gets that Shador Sanders either doesn't get or didn't think he had to get but might now have to think about is Dylan Gabriel can be a backup because he can be quiet, right? He isn't going to be taking press conferences. And this isn't me saying that Shador Sanders needs to be quiet because Shador Sanders is his own person. He
Look,
can do Cam whatever
Ward
he
isn't
wants.
Quiet. That's the, my right. whole point. Is a very loud, quote-unquote, brash. I hate using that word, but not, he's not.
There's a circus with Shador.
Yes. But, I mean, Cam, like, it was like, oh, it's a cultural thing. Like, Cam Ward is out of pocket, like, does all kinds of, like, he is all about swag and chains and hip-hop culture and everything, like, all the things that white America, you know, rejects and all everything that comes along with that. So is Travis Hunter, and he went number two.
The easiest comp for me is Cam Newton. Cam Newton, there's always something going around
yes,
with Cam Newton.
But the talent was overwhelming.
Right, and when it wasn't, Cam Newton wasn't a backup. Jay
See
Cutler wasn't a backup. But you know who is pretty quiet, who was a starter and then became more after on? You know? Andy Dalton. Like, these guys exist. Nick Foles was a career backup forever. Chase Daniels had one hell of an NBA or NFL career.
Ooh, NBA career.
Probably not. I don't think he's very athletic. But he had a hell of an NFL career because he could be the backup quarterback. He could be the constant professional and show
Look
up.
Look at Deshaun Watson.
And we're not saying that Shador can't do that, but with Shador, there has always been a circus.
Well,
right?
Not only that, the whole idea of like, we're going to dictate terms. And it was like, oh, it was okay when the Mannings did it. Yeah, because he was good enough. And for everybody who's under the age of 30 who thinks that that wasn't a circus, you're insane.
Yeah.
They got crushed for it.
Deion did this.
Yes.
It sounds to me like Shador Sanders looked at certain teams and said, hey, I'm going to
dictate terms.
I'm going to go into this interview and treat it the way it should be. And he looked at other spots and was like, hey, I'm not going to treat it the way it should be because I'm better than you. And unfortunately for him, like, he didn't have that skill set. You know who did the same thing this draft? Abdul Carter. But you know why Abdul Carter did it? Because Abdul Carter knew that he wasn't going to
The farthest he was going to go was three.
Like, worst case scenario for Abdul Carter, if someone did believe in Jackson Dart or believe in Shador Sanders as much as people might have been pointing you to believe a couple months ago, he goes fourth to New England. Like, he only had to interview with four teams. Mm-hmm. And Shador Sanders and Deion clearly viewed him in that same category. And it doesn't sound like they should have.
They did not have the right people around. If you want any indicator of how wrong Deion was about everything. Did you see Shador and Shiloh doing their live stream.
I saw Shiloh fired him.
Shiloh's representation was not official. It was Dion who was representing him. He's like, yeah, I think we may have gotten some bad advice. I think I might have to hire an agent. The literal next day, he signed with Drew Rosenhaus, RSR Sports.
Yeah. Well, like Dion.
If that doesn't tell you everything.
Dion's coaching Colorado, man. Coach Colorado. If you want to be the representation for your sons, dude, that's awesome. Be the representation for your sons. Right now, you have too many irons in the fire. Like, you can't be the coach of Colorado and be the best agent possible for your kids. You're going to miss out somewhere in the middle, and probably you're going to miss out on both ends, right?
This was a situation of having too many yes men in the room.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I wonder, and we said this during the process, Dion was doing an incredible job of keeping Shador in the light. And I think part of that was so that they could do this now. If he did fall. And now I don't think they expected him to fall to the fifth round.
I don't think anyone expected him to fall into the fifth round.
No. And for everybody's like, well, what about Tyler Shuck and Dylan Gabriel? And I'm like, I'm going to go back to my original point. They did not value Shador Sanders' production as good as those guys, and it came with the baggage.
I was going to say, because like they might view Shador as a better QB prospect mm-hmm. than those guys. Because to be honest with you, there are people who went ahead of Shador that I went, Shador's a better quarterback than them. But it's where they were.
You can say it. It's Dylan and Shuck. You can make the conversation for both of them.
I've never got the Shuck stuff.
Oh, people see big guy, big arm, and that's
big guy, big arm, and they only go, well, he's had limited injury issues, and that's what's limited him. It's like, dude, watch him against the blitz.
Also, look at his injury history. It's a mile long.
I mean, he's the last player in the 90s, born in the 90s, to get drafted. Right, like that's his whole thing. But when you look at Shador, where he was getting taken was he was going to be viewed as a backup who potentially, based on injuries or other factors,
maybe he flashes.
He might get a spot start or two and turn into something. Gardner Minshew was this.
Or he's Brock Osweiler.
Yes. Or he turns into nothing. And they looked at Shador and they said, that's a lot of circus that I'm going to have to deal with for someone who's going to be my 2 or my 3 QB going into the year. And I don't want to deal with that. And then he paid a price for how he apparently seemed to treat some of the organizations. I'd make the argument it might be an unfair price. He's not a fifth-round talent, but he also wasn't a first-round talent. And so it's meeting somewhere in the middle.
Well, unfortunately, something that didn't have anything to do with Shador Sanders ended up causing quite the kerfuffle over the weekend, as not only Shador Sanders, but Tyler Warren and a host of others have been getting hit with the fake prank call draft deal. And, well, one of them was stupid enough to record it and post it, and it's pretty easy to trace back where it went to. But we'll dive into that next and how just dumb all of it is. Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.